AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. It is Thursday morning, and it is 9:30. That makes it time for me to welcome in Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos, home of the 995 oil change, the low-price tire guarantee. Do I something remember about a guarantee on brake pads, too?
Brakes, yeah. We meter bead prices on brakes, batteries, tires, virtually everything.
Okay. You related something to me before we went on the air. Happy birthday to your son.
Thank you. Yes, William is 16 today. Happy birthday, William, if you're out there in the car still with your mother.
Well, all those experiences surrounding the 16th birthday kind of are, I think we can all relate to that experience of getting in the car.
It was such an exciting day for me. And when I was 16, I think my father came to the dealership at lunchtime and brought a Corvette. There was a used car out there, and I got to drive.
I had a classmate who received a Corvette for
her
16th birthday.
I had to give it back after lunch. and then my first car was a 1968 Ford Ranchero that I think actually I got somewhat later.
Okay.
Drove their cars for a while there and borrowed mom and dad's cars.
That's a dream of every youngster, that first car that actually they can say.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about that, of course. Yeah. And, it's so interesting today because, in some ways that, think of getting our kids used cars and stuff like that. And I've been looking at all kinds of used cars and the new cars. And, one thing I think is so important is the safety stuff in the cars today. I've been so impressed looking at just, I've been mostly looking at Fords and Toyotas.
I don't understand. You must know somebody at the dealership.
Well, it's kind of different because I've been kind of like a consumer. I felt like a consumer and, in my own store. And, I found myself sneaking around trying to avoid the salesman and just not wanting to, I understand why that is. I didn't want to be pushed. I didn't want to be engaged. I wanted to think about it and do it in my time and do the research I wanted to do, just like you guys do, like everybody does.
Sure.
But anyway, the safety stuff is really neat. Toyota has impressed me so much with their safety sense. We've talked about it on the radio show before, but putting that stuff in the Corolla this year, which it's standard on every Corolla.
Now, what all does safety sense do for?
Safety sense is essentially a package of safety tools. We've had these in cars since analog brakes started, right? Where some kind of mechanical control system that helps you drive better.
Mm-hmm.
And the car actually takes over with analog brakes. When you put the brake on, it takes over. And you are not controlling the brake anymore at some point. So those things have been around forever. But today, we've talked about it on Lincolns, and some of the Ford product have this too, and Toyota on their Avalons and Camrys. But now, it's standard on the Corolla, where essentially you have a lane minding feature, where it senses the lines. If you're turning or doing something that you're controlling, it won't bother you. But it has a little audible and light warning system, and then if it actually senses that you're drifting too far off, it'll kind of nudge the wheel and help you get it back. Operates very similar to the Lincoln that I've described before for people. But this is in a Corolla.
Yeah.
And it also has front impact warning systems that have been around in luxury vehicles for a long time, as well as pedestrian warning systems. So essentially it's just really great stuff that you would want in your car, and it's in a very entry level car. Really a neat package. And as a father, I just was really impressed with that. I think it's something that you've got to give the manufacturer a lot of credit for putting it in, as a standard equipment in that kind of a vehicle.
So as a consumer just wandering around this dealership that you happen to work at, you do look at the vehicles differently than simply as merchandise.
Well, and we talk about this at the dealership all the time because I've been around new cars my whole life, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I grew up in the car business or around it. I didn't really, in some ways, I didn't want to do it because everybody
you went off
did
and did journalism and other stuff for a while.
Yeah, I had to do that. But I was around it. I knew it. I had my father had new cars at different times and drove to demos most of my life. And so cars are different. Yeah, I've seen a lot of cars. I've driven a lot of new cars as a car dealer. And so But as a consumer, they're new, they're fresh, they're, you know, you're not around them that much. And I still get that emotional too with cars that I really like my old Mercure that we've talked about,
sure,
and stuff
yeah.
like that. But, you know, certainly, you know, they're not just commodities. They're really exciting technology and something we love. I mean, you know, I remember at 16, the other thing that happens is that mobility, the freedom you get all of a sudden,
yeah.
you can go.
Dad, can I have the keys?
You can go where you want, and to a certain degree with some help from your friends, of course,
yeah.
and parents.
Of course, yeah. Or sometimes it is that friend. Hey, can I mooch a ride? You know.
Well, there's lots of that.
Yeah.
It gives us a little freedom too for not
sure.
having to lug him around everywhere.
There you go. It kind of both goes both ways, but it's that new sense of independence, new sense of responsibility and freedom.
It's a great thing, and it's, you know, it's something that happens to a person, but I mean, that's something I love about the car business in general is just that's where we started, you know, is that kind of freedom of mobility and for every man. And you know, that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. I'm just kind of carrying that a little bit further, and I don't know what discussions will go on at your house. That's at your house. But every brand new driver age person starts doing their own car shopping. They start,
yeah.
you know, doing mm-hmm. doing their own looking around, whether it's a website or talking to friends or.
They still do.
Or
you know, and they change a lot too. I mean, a lot of young people, some of them don't want cars or engage them quite like we did as children, Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. And in the research, we hear more about people, especially in major metropolitan areas, a lot of the kids don't get their driver's licenses right away anymore. And I'm sure there's people in Bartlesville that feel like they maybe don't need to.
Well, with the changes in state laws and mm-hmm. graduated and driver's ed used to be a mandatory class at a probably
yeah.
sophomore age level, depending mm-hmm. on where you went to school, at least the classroom part, not necessarily the behind the wheel part. That has changed and evolved too.
Oh, it sure has.
But yeah, there's it's still somewhere, whether it's 16, 18, you pick the age,
yeah.
we start becoming more cognizant of that's a brand new shiny car over there.
Yeah, and then what that leads to is what do I want? How do I look at it? And what kind of car am I attracted to? And then they, you know, kind of become forms of personal expression with people at times. And, you know, people love to do that with their cars. And, you know, that's a special time too, when you're buying a new car and you can personalize it to what you want and it really becomes, you know, yours and
mm-hmm.
make it different from everyone else's. So
yeah.
that's a lot of fun. That's a big part of our business, of course, is helping people do that to their cars and, you know, with those accessories and things that come with it. And, you know, looking at cars lately too, that's something I've been looking at is, you know, what are the packages and all that. And it's different when you think of it as a consumer, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
But even looking at maybe not that first, that initial acquisition, you're probably not going to buy a brand new car. Most people
aren't going to do that. Used cars, you can get a lot of the same technology in used cars. But you want to research it.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, you know, that's really out there, and we talk about it all the time now, is recalls and stuff. You want to access the information about any car you're looking at on a used car,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're going to have your children driving it. Understand what recalls are out there. They're really rampant. And the truth is, some are more important than others, but you really need to look at that. Some of them we can't even complete right now because of parts availability and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it is legal for a dealer at this point to sell a used car that has an open recall.
When you disclose it.
And you can't sell a new car with an open recall by law. So it's one of these things that, probably in a perfect world we wouldn't sell used cars with open recalls, but think what that does to the value of all the used cars that have open recalls. And
right.
There are millions of them on the road, and so it's a balancing act. And there has been a lot of talk lately about that at the government level of whether they're going to force the recalls to be done. And we, you know, do our very best to complete every recall on every used car.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the cars that we can't complete them on, we'll take them to auction. If there's really no other choice, we have a disclosure process where we go through and make sure you understand what it has, what part we're waiting for, and then, you know, what to expect with the vehicle. And and sometimes that's what people want to go ahead and purchase a vehicle. That's fine. If it's your decision, it's been fully disclosed to you.
Mm-hmm. But just again, carrying that consumer experience, just because I think it's a unique perspective to talk to you about it, that
uh-huh.
as a consumer,
different.
You know, Well, you talked about Toyota, but again, as somebody who has an equal number of Fords around the shop, you know, there are different features that you probably like.
Yeah, you know, I really love the way all the our cars work. I mean, they have great sensibility. But with the Fords, what I find is they're extremely comfortable. They have, you may get maybe a little bit more content for the money sometimes. Great incentives on Ford. Ford has bigger rebates, better incentives all the time, almost all the time than Toyota. Toyota balances that with slightly better resale values. When you don't put as big incentives on the new car, the used cars tend to maintain their value better. That's just math.
And, sure.
So that there is some of that. All companies are constantly trying to balance that. And obviously, the incentives and stuff encourage you to come buy. And we've got great rebates out there right now and a lot of 0% stuff. So that's another thing you want to consider is what's the best time to buy. You know, sometimes most people are going to make payments, and so the interest rate is really important. There's 0% out there on virtually across the board, up to 72 months. Toyota has 0 for 60 on almost everything. Ford has 0 for 72 on almost everything. So there's lots of great incentives like that. But the two brands are different that way. I think when you start comparing, like, Corolla to Focus, you end up with a really pretty good comparable vehicles. Yeah. They're both comfortable, they both are bigger than it seems. Great vehicles for someone of that age.
Sure.
They think that when you get into, some guys want trucks and things like that. There's lots of great options there on trucks too in that age. When you know, trucks are these days have all the stuff that you get safety-wise and anything else. Mm-hmm. So, you can get a 2 or 3 year old, maybe 4 or 5 year old truck, and you save a lot of money and still get something that's got some of the, all the airbags, all the stuff you want just to be a little safe.
Do you find yourself gravitating toward that window sticker and looking at that safety rating a little bit more?
Yes, definitely, and miles per gallon and all that, and I think, the safety stuff is really important when you're thinking about putting your child out there on the roads.
Yeah. One of the things that you frequently, when we talk about the 995 oil change, is the fact that you do as complete as can, unless you're changing the tires, it's a safety inspection, what you can that vehicle is leaving your place safe.
We really recognize that you're trusting us with your vehicle and how important that is. I mean, vehicles can be dangerous if something isn't right about the vehicle, if your brakes aren't right, if your tires are worn out. So an inspection of your vehicle is critical. Maintenance keeps vehicles operating at their optimal level. Obviously, that's going to do a couple things. It's going to make sure you get down the road where you want to go.
Yeah.
It's going to maintain that resale value on your car again, so that when a better cared for car is worth more than one that's not. And then you're also going to get know that you're going to get there and have safe way to get there.
You're not there yet because your youngster just turned of legal age today. Among the first things when that license is in their hand, are they going to be taking that car in for that oil change and getting that maintenance done themselves?
You betcha. Yeah. No, I want them to have the full experience. At least in our house, that's that way. I think you want to start doing that yourself. You want to understand what's going on. I know even today, I think it's important to know how to do it.
And,
so we'll explore that as we get into the next few.
I know I couldn't take that 54 Mercury out of town until I had demonstrated to my folks that I could change a tire.
Yeah, I think you want to know how to do those things and be confident when you're out on that doing about anything, right?
It is. And then you look at all the things that a parent, any parent, hopefully passes along, asking the right questions on that buying experience and being alongside to just prompt those questions when, I don't care if you're 18, 22, or 47 when you buy that first car.
For anybody buying a car, whether it's their first or not, there's a lot of steps to that, and you're going through the process of consideration. I know you know, a lot of that time is time now spent on the internet. And I did that too, of course, to find, you know, just really, you know, especially when you're looking at used cars, you can get a lot of opinions and reports. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's websites about problems on every kind of vehicle out there. You know, so you can look at that. You can look at the manufacturer information. I did it just like, I do it just like any consumer shopping out there. And we do that anyway, so we mm-hmm. know what's going on in the industry and how their competition is doing. So I've done that before, but it is different once you shift from being professionally in it to thinking more like a consumer.
It just was a unique experience. You mentioned it, and I said, okay, here's a great place to launch a conversation.
Well, that's been fun.
Yeah. Incentives, so you brought some information along.
There is a lot going on. It will remind people that we've got Truck Month coming up.
Yeah.
It starts next week. We're going to go to a big rally, I think, on Thursday next week, where we'll get excited down in Tulsa. But this is an annual thing that happens in the Southwest region, or that's what we used to call this part of the Ford world, mm-hmm. Texas, Oklahoma mostly. And Truck Month is the best time of year to buy a truck. So huge rebates. Right now, there's incentive. Most of the incentives are in place, and there's some extra owner loyalty stuff out there. I think Ford has sent out some postcards and emails to about 350,000 people in the country. So, and I think in Bartlesville here, we've got about 150 people that have a special private offer rebate of $750 on top of all the other incentives.
Okay.
And that's going to run through the 14th of February, just through Valentine's Day next week. So only a few days. If you've got one of those postcards, you might want to look for it and come out and look. So that's an early start to Truck Month there. Mm-hmm. But we've got those incentives will go or have started and will go through the end of March. Truck Month is kicking off on the Ford side, and that's going to all F series. That's the F-150, the all new aluminum F-150, and the Super Duty also that is brand new also with the great diesel there and the 360 degree camera, mm-hmm. and all the great stuff there that people, it's been really a great vehicle for people. So Truck Month on that side. On the Toyota side, we've got big incentives on and great payments really on almost all the vehicles. Corolla, Camry, RAV4, Highlander's got a big rebate on it, which, and you don't always have rebates on Highlander. You've got $1,000 there on the Highlander. You've got $2,500 on Camrys. You've got $3,000 on the Avalon. So there's for Toyota, really pretty mm-hmm. big rebates. And if you want the really best payment on Toyota, ask about the lease deals for 2 or 3 year leases. Right now, the payments are probably about 30% or 40% less than a purchase on a 48 or 60 month loan. Mm-hmm. The math really works to your favor especially if you're not going to keep the car for more than 3 or 4 years anyway. And if you usually trade your vehicles, that might be something to consider. You can go ahead and plan for the amount of miles that you drive, and then whether you can even purchase the vehicle when you're done with the lease if you want. But it gives you that option. You know, in 3 years, if you're on a 72-month loan, even with 0%, you know, whether it's you're in equity on the vehicle at that point is a question. And so you can count on it with a lease.
Sure.
And those payments are, like I said, usually 30 or 40% lower.
And you're locked in with certain terms, so it kind of works
it does. There's some rules to it.
Yeah.
But we can explain that to you. I mean, most of them are pretty simple.
Yeah.
There's a mileage restriction. There's certain, that needs to come back in a certain condition, but not perfect. They understand it's going to be a used vehicle after 2 or 3 years.
Human beings are driving it.
If you have if you have an accident or something, and a body panel gets hurt or damaged, it needs to be fixed before mm-hmm. you turn it back in. That's really it. And you can buy actually insurance for that. And with the Toyotas, you get Toyota Care too. So
right.
you get your maintenance for the first 2 years of your Toyota. So if you did a 2 year lease, you're just paying for your monthly payment. And after 2 years, you can get a new one. and you don't have any maintenance cost at all.
What's going on in the Lincoln world?
Lincoln has got the big exciting thing is Navigator. Navigator's coming. Plus Continental has been, we now have, I think,
that went real well.
The Continental has just been an outstanding launch, and I'm getting questions by a lot of people that are starting to see it. It's a beautiful vehicle. It's really a flagship for us. And now Navigator's coming again. And actually, Ford just showed the Expedition this week at the Chicago Auto Show. And it was very well received. Both of these vehicles are going to be built off the new F-150 platform, share some of the components with that, which is a great thing because the F-150 is one of the most updated vehicles in the Ford lineup. It's their flagship vehicle on the Ford side, so it has all the fresh technology. Mm-hmm. And, you know, frankly, Navigator and Expedition haven't been updated in a few years, and this is going to get them back up to speed. They're going to have world-class powertrains, a couple different options on those, a really compelling design on the vehicle, but really excited to have those. If you want to take a look at them now, you can just search for them on the internet, and I'm sure you'll find pictures.
Well, and you mentioned an upgrade to technology. That's something that I think both Ford and Toyota corporations have continually updated their technology.
It is constant, and you know that's something that's changing all the time in our industry, and you know they have invested lots in that. It's something that affects us, and then we got to keep up with it too, and our guys are constantly training on that. But yes, lots of stuff coming as these new models roll out, like we talked about Safety Sense getting into the entry level vehicles with all the safety stuff. You're getting a lot of developments along the lines with the connection between your phone and the vehicle, mm-hmm. The Intune on the Toyota side and Sync 3 on the Ford side, and how those things work has just changed so much in the last few years. You know, a lot of cars used to have navigation built into the car. A lot of people now use the navigation on their phone and bring it into the car. So sometimes you don't really need the navigation in the car so much. You need a good connection between your phone and its navigation to the car. So you can still use voice commands. You can still hear the directional information from your phone through the car. Mm-hmm. So it works very similar to having navigation in your vehicle. Without having the expense of having to add it and the updating things we used to have to do with cars with navigation. So most of that's gone. You know, and there's just so many different ways people use their phones anymore. And the cars are kind of becoming like that. And, it's there's lots of electronics and computers in vehicles. So it's a matter of finding ways to use that, just like the computer sitting on your desk at work or whatever, or, you know, that.
And the constant updates that, you know, go through that. So both, I'm sure, Toyota and I know Ford, you know, frequently will update the operating system, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
So it's
it happens all the time. And that's something you want to have it checked. When you go into your service department, wherever you're having your vehicle maintained, make sure that they're checking that and that you're constantly getting those updates, because it can affect the performance of the vehicle. It can also be really important to how that works, especially on the stuff with your phone and stuff like that.
So we talked about both lease or purchase choices. We've talked about selection. What's going on the used car side of things right now for you?
Well,
I mean, Q-certified is still a big deal.
Certified vehicles are the sales, I mean, around the country are huge. They're bigger and continuing to grow. These are, you know, the best of used cars. They have warranties like new cars, but they're a couple years old. So you get a great car at a great value, plus the peace of mind of having that warranty. And for Lincoln and Toyota, you get a part of it is actually very similar to the manufacturer's warranty that comes with a new vehicle. And then Q-certified is similar, but it's not the manufacturer's program, it's a Dungis program. And with that, we at no cost to you are going to give you a 2-year, 100,000-mile warranty that's just going to cover the powertrain components of the vehicle. It's not going to cover little stuff, but it is going to cover the big stuff that's the most important to your vehicle.
And frequently the most expensive,
typically is. So we do that at no cost to you on all our vehicles that qualify, and that's going to be most cars under 10 years old and under 100,000 miles, unless there's some other issue with the vehicle. And then, of course, we have a great selection of lower-end vehicles, vehicles that maybe have over 100,000 miles, but are still in great shape and running well, and we keep those around and call them Dungis Wholesale. You can see all that on the websites. We've had some transitions in our picture taking, so I think some of that slowed down a little bit, but we try to have pictures of every vehicle we have on the lot. New and used, especially on the used, 20, 30, 40 pictures, so you can really take a look at the vehicle and see any blemishes that are there. They are used, so there's going to be stuff we need to show you, but it's, we try to make that as easy for you to do it from your phone or your desktop, whatever, however you want to do that. You can really check it all out there online now.
And you're constantly updating the website. It seems as though, not every time I sign on, but frequently it's a little bit different look. The feel of the website, you're keeping up to date with that too.
Well, we change it all the time. You're right. And lately we've been really trying to make it faster, to be honest. And one thing today was, we know most people are using the websites on their phones. So it's not just something, it used to be a lot of the car research and our use was on through computers, but about 70% of the people coming to our websites now are using their phones, so they need to be fast and easy and look good on the phone as well as on a computer, so the websites convert to that now. And we've just been working on making them faster and taking away stuff that might slow them down that people don't need. And we get lots of advice from vendors that want us to put things on our website. Some of that's good,
include
some of that
their
adds
latest
value
whatever
to the customers, and some of it maybe just we've realized just slows things down, so it makes it clunky. So we try to keep it clean and easy for you to get to what you want, the information you want. And we get a lot of that from our customers, so it's important for you to tell us if in that sales process, if there's something you'd rather see there, let us know. That's something we're always interested in.
And I know you're surveying customers frequently. Oil changes or maintenance, I'll say, either on a no-appointment basis through the Ford Quick Lane philosophy or with an appointment?
Yeah, appointments or not. 995 oil change, that's up to 5 quarts of OEM quality semi-synthetic motor oil, a new oil filter for only $9.95. If you need a few more quarts than the 5 quarts, there's just a little extra charge. And then we do full synthetic oil changes at a great price too, and diesel oil changes also. And we do those by appointment or not, all day, every day for all makes and models. Mm-hmm. And that's, in both stores. I think sometimes people, because we're always banging that drum on the Ford side and have been, and since we built the Toyota dealership and have the Toyota service department, I think some people may not be aware, but we do the 995 oil changes over there also. And a lot of times one may be backed up, have a wait, and we'll try to do it internally and move it if necessary. But a lot of times you can go to the other side and get in quicker perhaps. Or Toyota's really focused more on appointments. They really do probably about 40% of our maintenance in Toyota is done by appointment, whereas in Ford it's pretty small percentage really.
Well, when Ford rolled out the Quick Lane concept a number of years ago, it was pretty innovative really.
Well, and no appointment necessary is a big part of that. And we want to be able to be ready whenever you need us. That's part of their tenant, and we know that your lives are busy, and but for some people having that appointment's important, and for other people they want to be able to be flexible and do it when they need to, and so we try to match it up both for either situation.
I think we do the training, the informed people that are there to be that first face of the service department, that they frequently call you by name and hi, how are you going? Yeah, what are we doing for you today?
It's so important, connection and the people and the guys that whether they're out there changing oil or moving your car around, it's so important. Our people are really what drive the business, and you're right, the ones that touch the customers every day and out there talking to them and being a part of their lives, and the relationship is so critical. It is part of what we do.
We haven't talked community involvement, but it's not going to be that many weeks and months till baseball season.
It's looking out the window. It's a beautiful day in Bartlesville. It's looking like springtime, even though it's pretty chilly.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. Baseball season. We've got I'm getting ready for the livestock
show. Coming up in a little tail end of February.
Just a few weeks away now, We'll be doing the scholarships again out there next week. Lots of stuff getting ready to go on the calendar. So
it is. It's going to be a busy springtime, and the dealership and the people that work there are so involved in so many different activities. You can call right now and either make an appointment or...
give us a call, 918-333-0900. I'll be happy to set you up with an appointment for sales or service. If you'd like to go on the website, it's at www.dungeschoice.com. Dungeschoice, Choice, D-O-E-N-G-E-S, choice.com, or just go to Google and type in Dungeness Toyota or Dungeness Ford, and you'll find us too.
Yeah, and of course, we haven't talked about the We Will Buy Your Car program. We'll save that till next time.
All right. Yeah.
Brad, thank you so much for
coming in.
Charlie. And again, congratulations on that birthday.
Happy birthday, William.
All right. News on the way in just a bit from CBS, and we'll talk Car Talk next Thursday morning right here with Brad Dungeness on 1400 K1.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM.